Hare Krishna. Reading from Surrender Unto Me, an overview of the Bhagavad Gita. This is chapter 11, Universal Form, text 8. Krishna is about to begin to actually show the Universal Form, to reveal the Universal Form to Arjuna, and he says in text 8, "But you cannot see me with your present eyes. Therefore, I give you divine eyes. Behold my mystic opulence." Comment. Krishna uses the word divyam to describe the divine eyes or vision he will award Arjuna to enable him to behold his universal form. Srila Prabhupada further explains this in his purport to Srimad Bhagavatam 2.1.24. A pure devotee of the Lord, being unaccustomed to looking into such a mundane, gigantic form of the Lord, requires a special vision for the purpose. The Lord, therefore, favored Arjuna with special vision for looking into his Vratarupa, which is described in the 11th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur poses and then answers the following question. Quote, "Why should Arjuna, who directly perceives with his own eyes the sweetness of the Supreme Person, be unable to perceive a partial expansion of the Lord and need to receive divine eyes?" Some explain this by saying those most excellent eyes which perceive the sweetness of the Supreme Person's human pastimes are exclusive in their scope of perception. They do not perceive the opulence of the Lord's godlike pastimes. After all, a tongue-tasting crystal sugar cannot simultaneously experience the taste of unrefined gur or sugar cane. In his purport, Srila Prabhupada shows that Arjuna's attainment of, quote, divine vision, quote, unquote, end of quote, was not a sign of Arjuna's advancing. From Prabhupada's purport. A pure devotee does not like to see Krishna in any form other than his form with two hands. A devotee must see his universal form by his grace, not with the mind, but with spiritual eyes. To see the universal form of Krishna, Arjuna is told not to change his mind, but his vision. The universal form of Krishna is not very important. That will be clear in subsequent verses. Yet, because Arjuna wanted to see it, the Lord gives him the particular vision required to see that universal form. Devotees who are correctly situated in a transcendental relationship with Krishna are attracted by loving features, not by a godless display of opulences. The playmates of Krishna, the friends of Krishna, and the parents of Krishna never want Krishna to show his opulences. They are so immersed in pure love that they do not even know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In their loving exchange, they forget that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated that the boys who play with Krishna are all highly pious souls, and after many, many births, they are able to play with Krishna. Such boys do not know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They take him as a personal friend. Again, back to the comment. Again, as in his purports to texts 2 and 3, Srila Prabhupada explains the actual purpose behind Arjuna's desire. Again, citing Srila Prabhupada's purport. The fact is that the devotee is not concerned with seeing the Visvarupa, the universal form, but Arjuna wanted to see it to substantiate Krishna's statements so that in the future, people could understand that Krishna not only theoretically or philosophically presented himself as the Supreme, but actually presented himself as such to Arjuna. Arjuna must confirm this because Arjuna is the beginning of the Parampara system. Those who are actually interested in understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, and who follow in the footsteps of Arjuna, should understand that Krishna not only theoretically presented himself as the Supreme, but actually revealed himself as the Supreme. The Lord gave Arjuna the necessary power to see his universal form because he knew Arjuna did not particularly want to see it, as we have already explained. End of the citation for Prabhupada's purport. Until this point, back to the comment, until this point, Krishna has only spoken about the universal form. In the next verse, Krishna gives Arjuna Divya Chakshu, the divine eyes that will allow Arjuna to see it. Text 9. Sanjay said, O King, having spoken thus, the Supreme Lord of all mystic power, the personality of Godhead, displayed his universal form to Arjuna. Comment. Sanjay, also empowered to see the universal form, next describes Arjuna's vision. 10.11. Arjuna saw in that universal form unlimited mouths, unlimited eyes, unlimited wonderful visions. The form was decorated with many celestial ornaments and bore many divine upraised weapons. He wore celestial garlands and garments, and many divine scents were smeared over his body. All was wondrous, brilliant, unlimited, all expanding. Come in. The word divya is used four times in these two verses to describe the extraordinary ornaments, weapons, garlands, and fragrances of the universal form. Srila Prabhupada describes the word anek, many, in the purport, showing that Arjuna saw unlimited manifestations distributed throughout the universe. Text 12. If hundreds of thousands of suns were to rise at once into the sky, their radiance might resemble the effulgence of the Supreme Person in that universal form. Comment. The universal form is wondrous, brilliant, unlimited, and all-expanding. Sanjaya uses a metaphor to compare the effulgence of the Supreme Lord to something imaginable, the simultaneous rising of hundreds of thousands of suns. He does this to aid Dhritarashtra's understanding, as Srila Prabhupada's purport to this verse explains. Text 13. At that time, Arjuna could see in the universal form of the Lord the unlimited expansions of the universe situated in one place, although divided into many, many thousands. Srila Prabhupada explains, this is a comment. The word tatra there is very significant. It indicates that both Arjuna and Krishna were sitting on the chariot when Arjuna saw the universal form. Others on the battlefield could not see this form because Krishna gave the vision only to Arjuna. Arjuna could see in the body of Krishna many thousands of planets. As we learn from Vedic scriptures, there are many universes, many planets. Some of the planets are made of earth, some are made of gold, some are made of jewels, some are very great, some are not so great, etc. Sitting on his chariot, Arjuna could see all these things, but no one could understand what was going on between Arjuna and Krishna. Text 14. Then, bewildered and astonished, his hair standing on end, Arjuna bowed his head to offer obeisances, and, with folded hands, began to pray to the Supreme Lord. Comment. So the Baladeva Vidyabhusan explains that Arjuna, in astonishment, now sees the universal form. Astonishment, or wonder, is one of the secondary rasas. Impelled by Krishna's universal form, Arjuna now relishes this rasa. So we shall end here, and next we shall hear the words of Arjuna describing what he has seen. Hare Krishna.